And suddenly the strangest things are happening. I hope it's not the last time, last time. I had a drink or two an hour or so ago. It made me think of you, and now I know it's not the last time, last time. Flying high up in the sky, I wonder why. I think I'm gonna fall, I think I'm gonna fall. There I go again, I'm up again, there I go again. I hope this isn't all. Hey, but as long as we're up here, we might as well stay in sweet harmony. La 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 la. La 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 la. Flying high up in the sky, I wonder why I have to have another. Now I think I'm gonna fall. I hope this isn't all. And on top of that, I hope it's not the last time.
Giant bird flew Oblio an arrow high above the floor of the forest and on towards its final destination, a huge dome-shaped object which rested high on a plateau overlooking the entire pointless forest. And as the bird landed, it released Oblio an arrow and the two of them slid down the side of the dome, which in reality turned out to be a giant egg. At last, it appeared as though they had finally found something in the pointless forest, which was obviously quite pointless. An egg. But at that moment, the egg began to crack. And from inside the egg came the strangest noise, followed by the appearance of a large point, attached to the head of the strangest bird, with the exception of the giant pterodactyl, either had seen. And after the exchange of a few astonished glances, the bird flew away, off in pursuit of the larger bird, who apparently was its parent, once again leaving Oblio and Arrow quite alone and as lost as ever. So the two travelers set off again, hoping to find a place to rest before nightfall. And finally, they came to a clearing in the woods, where they paused to rest beneath tremendous boulder, and no sooner had they sat down when both weary travelers fell fast and deeply into sleep.